turn this pulpit over to Zach Landis, my brother in Christ, my brother pastor, and let us hear from him the word of the Lord for this evening.
Brother, thank you so much. Thank you, Sam, for that introduction. And it is good to be back in this pulpit. I think it's the third time I've preached from this pulpit, so it's familiar for me. So, and I want to just welcome you all here. And tonight, the scripture that I want to for us to focus on is comes from the Gospel according to Matthew, the 22nd chapter, the 34th through the 40th verse. And this is probably a familiar passage to many of you. When the Pharisees had heard that he had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together. And one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question to test him. "Teacher, which commandment in the law is the greatest?" He said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the greatest and first commandment. And a second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. I also want to share with you this morning the title for my sermon, because we don't have the benefit of it being printed anywhere. And so the title for my sermon is "One Rule to Rule Them All." Okay, you got that? One rule to rule them all. And now there is kind of a backstory to this sermon title, and it comes from a personal experience about 5 years ago. And actually 5 years ago this very month, I was serving as a youth minister in Sherman, Texas, and I was about to also begin my last year of seminary. And that summer, in the summer of 2010, I had a brilliant idea. I had a brilliant idea when I was looking at the summer youth schedule, in particular the summer mission trips. I had a brilliant idea to put the senior high and the junior high mission trips back to back. That, as you can imagine, would mean that it was two straight weeks of mission trips. Now, if there's anybody here that is in youth ministry or ever thinking about going into the youth ministry, don't ever do that, okay? And like I said, somehow I came up with this brilliant idea. Now, the first mission trip was the senior high mission trip, and we were going to New Orleans, Louisiana. And the second was the junior high trip, and we were going to Austin, Texas. And I'm a planner. I love making plans. And so as you can imagine, I had everything planned out. Everything was ready to go, down to having a bag in my office ready for the second week, which I would just go in and switch off on the Sunday morning. You see, everything was ready and set for 14 straight days on a youth mission trip. So what could go wrong, really, right? What could go wrong? Now, on the senior high trip to New Orleans, we were working with a group called Project NOAA, and they are a United Methodist group through UMCOR that was helping to rebuild and clean up the areas that were affected by Hurricane Katrina. And on the very first morning of this mission trip, everyone who was volunteering for that week was required to go to a safety briefing. And it was at a local United Methodist church. And there, as you can imagine, they went over the extensive list of all of those different workplace safety rules that you're required to go through, right? And as they were going through these rules, it seemed like it was just going on and it's a good thing to have some rules, especially when you're mixing youth and power tools. That's always a good idea. Now, there were a lot of rules, as you can imagine. But right before we closed, right before they were ready to send us out to go do to our separate mission projects, things got really serious. The head of the entire organization came up onto the stage and she said, "Now, I know that you have heard a lot of rules, but there is one rule to rule them all." Now, it was July and we were in Louisiana, and so as you can imagine, it was hot. And the one rule to rule them all was to drink water. Now, when we walked into that safety briefing, they handed everybody a Project Noah refillable water bottle. And it was at this point, when things got really serious, that the woman who had come up on stage told everybody to pull this water bottle out. So everybody had it in their hand. And then she retold us all of the rules that they had just went over. But she added something to each rule. She said, "When you are about to get onto a ladder, make sure that you have a ladder buddy, somebody there to help steady it and make sure that it's level. But first, go drink some water." And then she said, "If you're going to go use a power tool like the table saw, before you make sure that it's safe and that everyone's clear, first, take a break and go have some water. And if you're about to swing a hammer or a sledgehammer or something that could hurt somebody, before you take a look around and make sure that it's clear, first, go drink some water." And so you can imagine that this took some time as she went over all of the rules again. But with this time, keeping in mind the most important rule, that was for them to stay hydrated, to drink some water. And they took this very, very seriously. And so as you can imagine, this drinking water was the one rule to rule them all. Now in this passage that I just read a few moments ago, Jesus is being questioned by the Pharisees. One of the Pharisees, a legal expert, came up to Jesus and said, "Teacher, which commandment in the law is the greatest?" Now, they were trying to trick Jesus or to trap Jesus or to have Jesus say something that he shouldn't say. But Jesus responds and gives to them what we now know and which most Bibles have as the title in the scripture passage, the greatest commandment. Jesus responds saying, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the greatest and first commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself." And then he continues into verse 40, which says, "On these two commandments hang all of the law and the prophets." So this commandment to love God and to love our neighbors as ourselves is the first and most important commandment to Jesus. This means that everything else, every other rule, every other commandment, relies on this passage, on this rule. So in a way, you could say that this law of love, to love God and to love your neighbor as yourself, is one rule to rule them all. But you see, sometimes as Christians, we tend to get a little sidetracked, don't we? We lose sight of what the most important commands, this most important command, to love God and to love our neighbor. We lose sight of it because sometimes we let our attention drift somewhere else. Have you ever gotten sidetracked like this? I know I have. And 5 years ago on that summer mission trip marathon, I got a little sidetracked. Not just a little sidetracked, I was completely off the path, okay? Now, you may have sensed that there was a little bit of sarcasm when I said that planning these back-to-back mission trips was a brilliant idea. And like I said, what could go wrong? Well, it was a 14-day mission trip, and something went wrong on day one. See, when our groups got out to our particular work site, I started to freak out. Now, the house that we were rebuilding was on the north shore of Lake Pontchartrain. And when the storm surge from Hurricane Katrina came through, it was 25 feet underwater. It was a complete loss. And there was so much debris around. What they did to rebuild it is they just bulldozed a road in and then a circle. And so the house that we were partway through rebuilding was completely surrounded by a 10 or 15 foot tall wall of debris. Now, this wall of debris was dangerous in itself, but it also meant that there was no breeze whatsoever. And I did mention it was hot, right? See, inside the house, it had no electricity, no air conditioning, and we didn't even have any fans to circulate the air. And so it was like an oven. So as we began to do our work, I got concerned. You see, it was hot, and my youth were using power tools. And so instead of actually doing work myself and and picking a task to do, I ended up being the one that would just be going around and constantly checking our people. I went around and was making sure that the power tools were being used correctly. I was going around and I was making sure that they were doing good work and that we wouldn't just have to, you know, rip all the tile down and redo it. And I was also making sure that everybody was drinking water. And when I say I was making sure everybody was drinking water, there was one person who wasn't. You see, I ended up being the first person in that organization's history to ever go to the hospital. And it was beyond dehydration. It was actually what they diagnosed me with was called heat exhaustion, which is, if you look at a scale, it's dehydration and like heat stroke and like death, and I was somewhere in the middle. But like I said, I got way off track. Not just a little sidetrack. I was completely off the path. I got so wrapped up in making sure that everyone else was following the rules that I didn't follow the rules myself. I lost sight of the one rule to rule them all. And I ended up in the hospital because of it. You see, sometimes we get off track too, don't we? And I'm not talking about drinking water or staying hydrated. Sometimes we lose sight of this greatest commandment that Jesus gives us. Sometimes we get caught up with a line of scripture here or a line of scripture there, or a rule here in Scripture, or a rule there. And we forget the most important one. We forget that everything, every law and every commandment hangs and relies upon the law of love. You see, and sometimes we also get caught up, like I did with the water, where we get so concerned with making sure that everybody else is doing what they're supposed to do, that we forget that we have to follow the rules ourselves. You see, as followers of Christ, as disciples of Jesus Christ, we are called and commanded to love God and to love our neighbor as ourselves. But sometimes we do get caught up. We get off track and we end up going to a spiritual, in a sense, hospital, don't we? and when we are off track. What we really need is somebody to help us get back on track, don't we? I was extremely lucky with this on this particular mission trip. Now, you remember the head of the organization I talked about earlier, the lady who got up there and told us the one rule to rule them all? Well, she was a seminary friend of mine, and I knew her quite well. And I was lucky that she was able to take me to the hospital to get some IVs put into me, and she was also able to watch after my youth for a few days. And so thanks to her, my youth were taken care of, and I was able to get back on track. And that's really what we need, is somebody like that that will help us to get back on track. And now one final thing before I close. In Matthew, Mark, and Luke, the Synoptic Gospels, Jesus gives us this command to love God and to love our neighbor in a response to either a Pharisee or a legal expert questioning him. It's a response to a question. But in John's Gospel, John goes about giving us this law of love in a little bit different way. In John chapter 13, verses 34 and 35, Jesus says this, "I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another." And here's the important part I want you to hear. "By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." So what are we going to be? Are we going to be a disciple who has proven that because you have love for one another? Or are you going to be more like one of those Pharisees or one of the legal experts? You see, on that youth mission trip 5 years ago, I was definitely a Pharisee. See, I lost sight of what the most important rule was. My friends, let's don't get caught up in all of the rules. Let's don't get caught pointing fingers at one another. Let's prove that we are true disciples of Jesus Christ. Remember, the commandment which Jesus says is the most important. Remember, the one rule to rule them all. And I want to end by saying that passage I began with just one more time, just the last part of it. "Teacher, which commandment in the law is the greatest?" Jesus said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all of your mind. This is the greatest and first commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." Amen.